Hey there, listeners. It's time for another special episode. So stay tuned for the second in our special series recorded live at HIMSS 24.
New choices, new players, new models of care. You know, consumer first healthcare is everywhere. For us to build the future, to see what's new, we gotta look at the world from a different point of view. Consumer innovation ain't going away. I say it's here to stay. Today it leads the way. We gotta drop the silos. We're all the same team. Experience, business, tech, and marketing. So join us now. Join the revolution. Consumer first health is the evolution. Status quo or like status no. Yeah, this is the healthcare rap. Yo, come on, let's go.
Welcome back to the leading podcast about consumer innovation. I'm Jared Johnson, and here's what's going to go down today. This is the second in our series that Zane and I recorded live at HIMSS 24 in Orlando, Florida. Our first episode focused on health system innovation leaders, and in this one, we're talking about technologies that you likely already know about in your daily life. From video chats to chat bots to home appliances and more, when technology does its job right, it's usually kind of invisible. And that's the case in healthcare, where we don't always have a good view of all of the ways in which technologies can improve the patient and clinician experience. So today you'll hear from three senior technology leaders. First up will be Heidi West, head of healthcare at Zoom. Next, you'll hear from Rob Wolf, senior healthcare technologist at LG. And we'll wrap up with Michael Blumenthal, chief revenue officer at Hiro. You'll want to listen for some of the themes, such as what it takes for innovators to come from outside of healthcare and succeed, why consumer electronics companies are helping hospitals do more with less, and how automating conversations with the latest advancements in AI is improving clinical operations and patient access. It's time to dive right in. Are you ready? Let's go.
All right, folks, we're excited today to have Heidi West, who's the head of healthcare with Zoom, the video conference platform. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
We're so happy to have you. So I'll be honest, Heidi, when I think about Zoom, I usually think about it in terms of an administrative video conference solution. It's frankly the best. You know, I won't list your competitors, but Zoom is the best.
We all know who they are.
Yes, we all know who they are. We all hear the complaints. But Heidi, I don't think our audience fully realizes how much work Zoom is actually doing in healthcare. And so we're so glad to have you. But I wonder if we can start there. Tell us about your role and then start to tell us about Zoom and what it's doing in healthcare.
I would love to. And this is definitely, we feel like we're one of the best kept secrets of the work that we do in this space. I've been in health IT for over 30 years and have tremendous passion for, and why I came to Zoom was the opportunity for what we can do in this space.
Sure.
I think if you think about healthcare, it comes down to data and communications delivering a service at its core.
Sure.
So we're not necessarily the data company, but we are the communications company. It's what we're meant to do. And if you think of any aspect of communications within healthcare, we're playing a role.
Yes.
Whether it's phone, contact center, virtual agents on the front end for self-service, what you can do in the home, what you can do in a patient's room, the entire patient journey, Zoom is engaged and responsible for different communication engagements.
That's fantastic. Typically then, within the continuum of healthcare players, who are some of your, maybe you don't want to list who your clients are, but what types of clients are you serving? Is it hospitals? Is it digital health companies? Is it all of the above?
It's really all of the above. Okay. And one of the things I'm not sure people are aware of, Zoom is considered the number one telehealth provider.
Really?
From Definitive Healthcare.
No way.
And it's because we also have a video SDK that runs a lot of direct-to-consumer solutions, as well as some, you could argue, competitors to who uses Zoom directly. So we are very involved. We're integrated in the different EHRs. Yep. We have the ability to create a very seamless experience for clients, remove all the friction so patients can engage. And we even have the ability, one of the biggest challenges early on was if I don't have the Zoom client, it's hard to join a telehealth. And now we have a mobile web client. We've had it for a while now that allows for direct connection, removing all the friction. So we're in healthcare for sure.
Yes. I think I'm so glad you went there because we find here on the podcast when we talk with digital health leaders like yourself, we find that there's this whole world of solutions powering other solutions sometimes.
That's right.
And you don't even realize it's the big brands that we all know and love in telecommunications. It's like a big Russian doll, if you will.
You know, I think that people forget that any video conferencing can usually work in the best of environments, best of circumstances. So if you're within the carpeted enterprise of a hospital, not the clinical side, but the administrative side, pretty much anybody's product would be okay.
Sure.
But where Zoom really shines is when you get out of the four walls and you are, any hospital has a rural component to their population, their community that they serve. And when you get into those rural populations where some of our peers may struggle, Zoom really shines.
Yes.
And we're known to be incredibly well, good quality, really good engagement in the remote reaches, not just in a metropolitan area with all the bandwidth you could ask for.
Yes, yes, that's fantastic. I used to work in rural health, and so I know.
So you know.
I know that firsthand.
Yeah,
in rural Ontario, Canada, where my grandma finally got high-speed internet, and she's now on a, unfortunately, she's on a cardiac monitoring, like RPM solution. And so every time I go and visit her, I'm like, hey, like that's kind of what I do for a living, like looking at these different tools. And,
right.
And it works. It works for us. That's fantastic.
I think that really some of the areas where Zoom has had a lot of engagement with our clients is when healthcare clients, you ask who are our clients.
Yes.
It's, we work with a lot of hospitals.
Yes. Yeah.
And the ones that we have a lot of really good energy and excitement around are the ones that play with the art of the possible.
Wow.
They'll look at, and I don't use the word play lightly.
Okay.
I recognize its work and it's important.
Yes.
But they're looking at ways to extend engagement, communication, extend specialist, extend ways that you can do different things and needs.
Sure. Yeah.
And an example would be, we do work with Mount Sinai. We do a lot of work with Mount Sinai.
Yep.
And one of the opportunities we've worked on together is they support the schools for nursing, and they now do that over Zoom.
That's fantastic.
So there's a central engagement of providers at Mount Sinai that are supporting K through 12 throughout Manhattan over Zoom.
Yes.
So it's that kind of thing where what else could we do with this and how can we create a better experience?
That's an exciting insight. I want to ask maybe a deeper question. Heidi, curious, as you talk with some of these more forward-leading customers, partners, health systems, is there something about their leadership persona that stands out? You're like, wow, that identifies them as a leader. Or
it's not necessarily an identification of a leader, but it's an innovator.
Sure.
It's somebody, you know, healthcare has the terrible reputation of being a laggard in adopting technology. But you have people that might be coming in from outside the industry to be a lot of chief digital officers, a lot of innovation officers that are trying to think of how to do things differently.
Yes.
And it's those conversations where I may look at what does Zoom do in a different industry and how could that translate to healthcare or vice versa?
Yes.
And we've had some really exciting crossovers of this was a solution built for manufacturing that is proving to be really helpful, solving for any number of different things in the healthcare space. So
you're reading my mind, because I was going to ask you that question as a player that, you know, plays in multiple industries. Surely there's opportunities, like you just said, to learn from others and inspire healthcare on where they could be.
Sometimes we get put in a box of they're just a technology vendor trying to do healthcare.
Yep.
And another reason I really liked coming to Zoom is we have our own segment. We are not just some marketing and people that are focused. And I'm not saying marketing's not important, but I have my own engineers. I would tell you too, marketing is very important. And I would tell you people think they know Zoom.
Yes.
And our marketing needs to be saying from the hilltop that we're more than just meetings and we're really relevant in this space.
Yes.
And when you get put in this space of you're just a technology vendor and I'm able to share some of the work that we're doing, especially in healthcare, you're not a healthcare company. But if you can solve real problems in healthcare, why not benefit from some of the other industries that are farther along in potentially adopting something and thinking outside the lines and bringing it back and supporting healthcare in that way? And
I
can give you an example.
Please,
we're doing a lot of work in the patient room. If you think patient room, and I use my mom a lot. My mother always says she deserves commission for how much I talk about her, but she's a cancer survivor.
Okay.
She's going strong, but she does end up in the hospital from time to time.
Okay.
So if I'm in the hospital with her, I'm paying attention to what's working, what's not. And I think about the elder population and think about a virtual nursing solution that is just voice.
Huge topic, by the way, in the industry.
Yeah, but it's just voice. And randomly, at some point of the day, a voice is heard. Hi, Miss Stroni, I am your virtual nurse. Just wave your hands. I'm always here. And my mom looked at me and said, that's creepy. And just, that's uncomfortable. Yes. And then you think about, you want to do virtual discharge on an iPad, but no one's there to do the work. Or you want to have the patient engagement system is there for ordering food and, you know, the technology of other things. And what's happening is all of these solutions are coming with their own camera, their own system. And it, one of my, I can't take credit for this. One of our customers called it patient paparazzi.
Yes. Wow.
You have all these cameras pointing at the patient.
Yeah. We're going to steal that term.
You're welcome to. I've got to give Joji at Mount Sinai the credit because he's the one that said it.
We heard it here. I'm going to use
But you can see the visual, all these point products that are using their own camera and they're all just focused at the patient.
Yes.
And I think about my mom. I think about her dignity and that virtual nurse, just to know someone's watching you at all times, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So Zoom is working with the patient engagement systems. We work with Vibe and Videon. We work with a number of them to have Zoom integrated into the patient engagement system with a shutter screen on the camera integrated into the pillow speaker.
Yep.
So the patient or the patient's family has a little more say.
Yes.
A call is coming in from, do you want to accept it?
Yeah.
You click it and then it's a video call.
Yeah.
That is feels a little more personal. It's not this random voice saying, I'm here.
Yeah, that's fantastic to hear. Well, Heidi, we're here at HIMSS, obviously. The topic is what the healthcare of tomorrow, I think, is the big theme. And so curious, as you've been walking around the trade show floor, I know we're still early into this and you probably went to some sessions. Is there anything that's caught your eye? Anything that you're seeing? Any trends you've noticed so far?
When I think of healthcare tomorrow, it's less in the four walls of a hospital and it's meeting people where
they
are.
Totally agree. You know, my personal perspective is as healthcare becomes more commoditized, you'll find it in unexpected places like gyms maybe or airports. You know, I don't see why, you know, someday maybe like a Delta for their highest level tier status would have an urgent care service. So you're flying all the time, why not? You're sick, right, on your travels.
Imagine if you started using the care, and you mentioned public places, why not in a fire station or a police station or some of the public entities, a library where everyone is welcome and that's an opportunity for you to receive care.
Yep.
You know, some of the inequities really focus on infant death and because they're not getting the necessary care both pre and postnatal to support their babies, is there a way that we can help before a child is born to get the right kind of care and then post-care, creating a better life for a child right up from the beginning? And where does, you know, we think about primary care, we think about urgent care, but what are the things we could potentially be doing very early on and pre to help support healthy lifestyles?
Huge, huge needs.
All of that is available today. The technology is there. It's just sort of the mindset and how to direct it and how to, quite frankly, charge for it and create the chargeback model for support. But my, technology's there.
Yes. I guess I'd share a similar observation you made earlier is so many health systems especially really need a partner that can help them imagine. The use cases for the application of telehealth and ultimately Zoom are infinite.
They really
are. What I see is a lot of healthcare leaders just struggling to put rails around something. Like, where do we even start? And so I think, you know, partners like yourself who are willing to do that deep work and are willing to, you know, map things out on a whiteboard before you sell, right, are certainly what the industry is looking for.
A lot of our focus is around figuring out how to solve the problems and then bringing best practice. I don't want to share a competitive advantage from one hospital to the next if they're treating that, especially in the same metro market. But I find it really positive what we saw in COVID where hospitals were working together. That didn't fully go away. And you're seeing health systems learning from each other. And you know, there are different people like CMIOs that all come together. People want to learn from each other. And I think if we find a use case that is really meaningful and moves the needle in health and wellness, we should share that. Mm-hmm. And that's really where our area's focus is.
Love that. Heidi, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. We're excited to have Rob Wolf here, who is a senior account manager with LG Electronics. Rob, welcome to the show.
Same. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for being
here. Big week for us.
Yes, huge week. Well, let me say, and this is me trying to be funny, but hopefully it's not rude, but when I think about LG, to be totally honest, I think about my TV and maybe my gas range top. And so why don't we start for our audience? Could you explain to us the landscape of your services and products in healthcare? Because I don't think everyone realizes.
I think that is an incredibly fair question. And I would tell you, I get it all the time.
Okay.
So I'll give you half of the canned answer on
sure.
it. Everybody knows this from our commercial goods and our in-home goods.
Yep.
We are a broad manufacturing technology company.
Okay.
And we have a huge footprint in almost every vertical, but that also includes healthcare. And
sure.
that's why I was glad we were going to have this chat.
Yes.
I think it's definitely worthwhile to understand what LG is doing.
Yes.
And also where LG is going.
Yes, we
want to know
that.
So LG, like I said, large manufacturing technology company. And for healthcare specific, it's a lot of products in the hospital environment.
Okay.
So everything from Wayfind to signage, to the computer business,
sure.
to the business class monitors, into the clinical environment with our radiologists. We manufacture ultra-high performance diagnostic monitors.
Mm-hmm.
We're in your ORs. We're in the large polymodal screens that your surgeons are using in their casework. And we also have a very large footprint in the patient care environment. We are one of the largest healthcare-specific TV providers in the U.S.
There it is, the TV.
The TV. Back to the TV, right?
Yes, love that. So I would imagine then LG is at the forefront of working with healthcare leaders as they like redesign hospitals or think about building acute care environments for the future. Are you all engaged in that work?
It is a huge part of our mission in healthcare.
Sure.
You know, our main focus is improving patient care through improving clinical efficiency.
Nice, nice.
And, you know, once again, the advantage of having a large physical ecosystem in the care environment. What we've been doing is all those products we talked about. 3 years ago, we were ideating, how can we be doing more with less? How
sure.
can we create greater value with these products and services
sure.
that our clients are already buying and are using to care for our patients?
Sure.
So we initiated our digital health platform.
Oh, okay.
2 to 3 years ago to start utilizing some of these pieces of the puzzle
okay.
to improve clinical care. So use the products and services our caregivers are already purchasing and creating greater value within that.
Fantastic. Are you all in the telehealth space at all? Or
absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. LG has been in the telehealth space, I would say, about 2 years, and we're continuing the development of that portfolio.
Sweet.
So everything from virtual nursing, so bringing on-prem, off-prem, remote care into the patient care environment.
Okay.
Another very popular application we have is called eSitter, so it allows
yep.
a clinician to monitor multiple patients. We've actually even executed AI workflows on top of that to improve monitoring care. So we can allow perimeter monitoring on
Sweet.
Patients that are fall risks, that are behavioral health, that are flight risks, that we need to keep a close eye on to make sure their care level is very high.
Yes.
It's a great application for
Yes.
us.
You know, during my day job, our audience knows I'm a digital health consultant for hospitals. And so I can tell you for sure that we hear all the time from our membership that health systems are really thinking about EICUs, telesitting, virtual nursing, like you said, and then using some of those tools you described to help think about building acute environments outside of the hospital. So in the home, in mobile units, in long-term care homes, and so on and so forth. So
Absolutely.
It sounds like you all would be a great partner for health systems to look to help design those new programs.
We think we would be.
Yes.
And I'll tell you why. One's based on the past, but also, like I said, where we're going. LG is a known manufacturer in the technology space.
Yep.
And for those that we're at a healthcare conference, in the healthcare environment, we are a known manufacturing and technology partner to, I would say, most every hospital executive in this building. I think there's not only 5,600 hospitals in the U.S., LG's probably in over 5,000.
I'm sure. Yes. Yes.
And in your living room about
yes,
with
yes.
your television, right?
Yes.
So we'll call it 5,000.
Yes. Well, in a past life, I used to work for Henry Ford Health System up in Detroit.
Sure.
So I know y'all were a big partner to Henry Ford. And so I've seen your logos there now that I think about it, not just on my TV at home. I'm curious, Rob, as you think about this conference and building the healthcare of tomorrow's, what else is on your mind as a leader in healthcare? Anything you're looking to learn here? I'm sure you're here to meet with partners and of course meet with us, but anything you're hoping to get out of this event?
We always use these events, one, to showcase what we're bringing to the table. Mm-hmm. You know, we want our partners, we want our executives here to understand that our development path is strong in the healthcare vertical. Yes. Why do I come to this conference? To meet guys like you, of course. But truthfully, I consider myself a life learner. Okay. So I will attend several symposiums. One of my greatest interests is in not just the acute care model, but also in step-down environments, in rehabs, long-term care, skilled nurse, and then also getting our hands around in-home patient management.
Sure. Yes. That's fantastic. What advice would you offer to healthcare leaders today? Anything you'd share with them, either how they can work best with LG or just advice that you would have as someone that's seasoned in this space?
I would say one thing is I highly recommend collaboration.
Yeah.
We are a common goals manufacturer. And trust me, when the healthcare wins, LG wins as well.
Yes.
And we are always intimately involved with the client space, not just certainly to sell and promote items, but truthfully help steer our strategy maps.
Yes.
We work with a lot of collaborators that help us kind of see the horizon.
Sure.
And not just focus on what they're dealing with today, but what are the dynamics of the market that are going to help shape the healthcare continuum over time.
Sure.
LG is a long-term value company.
Sure.
And we've been doing it for years.
Yes.
We've been in the market for years.
Yes.
Digital health will build on that.
Yeah.
And hopefully with the advice and collaboration of these executives help create a better healthcare experience for our patients.
Sure. Can you share more about what some of those collaborators are? Are they consultants? Are they some of your customers? Are they partners? What does that all look like?
It's a continuum.
Okay.
I have a list of partners that we've worked with for at times decades.
Sure.
That are incredibly valuable for helping us steer product development and market development. But I really feel it's the end user client.
Sure.
And I will tell you, it's not just the executives. It's not just the C-level folks that are helping with this. It's the observational work we do, ethnographic, observational data that we're collecting and collaborating with the end users. It's our clinical nurses that are day in, day out, taking care of our patient population.
Yes, that's fantastic. At the Healthcare Wrap, we talk with a lot of leaders on that subject. Like, how do you actually get patients and the voice of the customer incorporated into product design? And it sounds like you all are forward thinking in that space and using the right tools to pull that in.
I would say it is a work in progress.
Okay.
We can always be doing that.
Okay. Well, you'll have to get a lot of your team members to continue to listen to the Healthcare Wrap because we talk about that all the time and some of the tools as well.
Well, you got a new subscriber 3 days ago.
Awesome.
And I will be talking to the team a little bit later today. So I suspect many more are coming.
That's fantastic. Anything as we close out, any final thoughts that you want to leave with our audience?
I would say this. LG, great known organization in the hardware and technology.
Trusted is what I keep hearing you say.
Well, I would say ask yourself that question.
Okay.
And see what's in your kitchen and in your living room.
Yep.
And then see if that makes sense. For us, it's relatively simple. LG is a leader in that business, and we will be a leader in the digital health business.
Yes.
And I think it's through extensive collaboration with end users, extensive collaboration with partners, either current or potential, that ultimately will drive end user value and patient value.
I totally agree. I'm a Canadian and we love to partner and be kind and be diplomatic. And so that totally aligns with how I would think about driving partnerships in health systems.
Excellent.
Well, Rob, thank you for taking the time to be with us today.
Really appreciate you having me on, Zay.
All right. Well, we're excited today to have Michael Blumenthal, who is the Chief Revenue Officer of Hyro, all the way here from Tel Aviv. Thank you for being here. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Good. Well, I want to start off by maybe giving you a chance. Tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about Hyro. I know that you all are taking the healthcare world by storm. I think our listeners know as my day job as a healthcare technology consultant, I see your name come up all the time. And so we know the market's talking about you all, so we want to get you on the show. And so tell our audiences a little bit about what you all do.
Well, that's always fun to hear. Thank
you.
So we're on the cutting edge of conversational AI. Mm-hmm. And what it means is that we're working with healthcare organizations to enable them to deploy digital workforce of responsible AI assistants that can automate conversations with both patients and employees across different channels with the goal of improving operations and streamlining operations for the healthcare systems while improving patient access.
That's fantastic. Typically, you know, obviously there's a lot there in terms of your solution. So when your customers come to you, when health systems come to you, what are the problems they're usually trying to solve?
Oh, well, it's an interesting question at a time like this with all the advancements around large language models and Gen AI.
Yes.
I've definitely seen a shift, right? So before we used to show up at the first meeting with this educational piece around what is this technology, which problems can it solve? And now we have CIOs signing up on our website asking us, how quickly can I set up something with Gen AI?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. I feel like that perfectly aligns with a lot of the themes that we're seeing here at HIMSS around, what is it, building the healthcare of tomorrow. And so curious, what are your thoughts so far of the event and how things are going? Have you met anyone cool and exciting yet? Besides us, of course.
Yeah, I'm excited about the theme. It's really interesting to see with everything that's happening around Gen AI. Everyone's talking about the potential use cases and what it can do for healthcare. It's exciting to be one of the only vendors that are actually seeing results with this technology in production.
Yep.
So at the last Chime Fall Forum, we presented together with Intermountain on how this technology revolutionized their call centers. And we were like celebrities at the show, right?
Yes.
While everyone was talking about the potential, we were talking about actual proven results.
Sure.
So everyone was like, how'd you do it? What did you learn? It's a really exciting time to be.
Sure. Can you talk a little bit about some of the results? What are the measures and metrics that you all typically move for health systems?
Yeah, absolutely. My favorites are around the call center and what it can do for the patient's experience. So reducing wait times, right?
Yep.
Bringing precious time back into people's life.
Yep.
So I can tell you in the Intermountain case study, they've seen a 79% decrease in wait times.
Wow.
Isn't that insane?
That's awesome, yes.
And abandonment rates reduction, so 85% reduction in abandonment rates.
Okay.
And we can look at the average handle time for the agents, right? With burnouts and crazy turnover rates, it's becoming impossible to staff call centers these days. So how can we make the agent work a little bit more streamlined and shave some of their handle time?
Yeah, that's fantastic. I know my days working in health systems back at Henry Ford in Detroit, we had the hardest time keeping our contact center staffed. Actually, that's the first time you and I met. I remember you calling me during the pandemic. And yeah, so I know that problem acutely. And it's certainly a massive issue in health systems right now. And so really good to hear. What about helping? We see a big trend in health systems where they're really trying to find opportunities for technology to help recommend, call it like a next best service or next best action to patients to improve the experience. Can Hiro help with that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. One of my favorite features that we're leveraging Gen AI for is our ability to scrape the whole website of a healthcare system and then serve up the content as a best next action or providing an answer to a question.
Mm-hmm.
And so think about the potential of this technology for healthcare systems, because they're so overwhelmed with projects, they don't have time to build out virtual assistants, right?
That's
so being able to just scrape the whole website and serve up the content in a conversational flow without anyone needing to manually put in questions and answers, I think is super valuable for healthcare systems. So recommend using the content that's already there to tell them what is a good next step or to answer a question or to help them find the right doctor or the right location.
Sure. Surely with your Hiro technology, you probably have a lot of intelligence on what patients are actually asking for and looking for. And so curious, can you list off for our audience, like, what are people using your tool for in terms of navigation? What questions do they have? What are they trying to solve with health systems?
Yeah, absolutely. So when we look at the healthcare space, we look at what are some of the main call drivers or the main reason that a patient would start an interaction with the healthcare system. And that's where we can have the highest impact, right? So the first thing we do in call centers is we rip off the call tree menu, or what I affectionately call the call tree jail, right?
Yeah, oh, I hate
for scheduling,
those.
Press
hate
one,
those.
For billing, press
hate
two,
that. Yes.
All the way until 105, where you don't even remember the first few options. Or if you're anything like me, you press too soon, and then you have this annoying FOMO of all the options you missed out on, right?
Yep.
So we rip that off, and then we just ask, hi, I'm an AI assistant, how can I help you today? So it's an open-ended conversation, a much better experience for the caller, but then for the healthcare system, they get a report of all the main call drivers, right? And that can help inform where do we need to focus on. And what we've been seeing all across is that scheduling is usually the number one call reason, right? So anyone calling in to ask when and where is my next appointment, cancel appointments, reschedule appointments. So we layer on top of the EMR and we automate all these types of calls. So that's the first bucket. I would say the second bucket is anything that can be resolved with sending a text message, because digital teams work really hard on enabling self-serve capabilities online.
Yes.
But people still call in, right? Yeah. Because you don't know that it's available for them. So it's anything from medical records to lab results, password reset, right? So a patient calls in and it sounds something like, instead of waiting on the line for 40 minutes, would you like me to send you a text with a link that you can do this on your own time? And I can tell you about, 60% will opt in and say yes, and you just deflected 60% of those calls and increased the usage of those web capabilities. So call to text would be a second big bucket, prescription refill support, that's on the call center side. And then on the website, it's anything from helping patients navigate the website, answering their questions, finding physicians, finding locations, and so on.
That's fantastic. It's truly healthcare is now becoming more like hospitality or banking, where all these tools, if you will, and use cases exist. So that's really fantastic to see.
Yeah, that's what you expect from other businesses. So why not when you interact with your healthcare system?
Absolutely. I'm curious, Michael, are you all only working in the United States or are you serving in other countries as well?
We have a few customers in Canada as well, but we're focused right now on the US, mostly because of the massive use of the English language.
Sure. Any differences or nuances as you work with different countries that might be interesting to our audience? Or is it pretty much
the even
same?
Within the US, right? Different demographics requires different conversational flows, requires handling different types of accents, jargon, right?
So true,
we have an interesting learning curve every time we deploy within a new demographics, for sure.
That'd be really interesting. Well, I think our audience knows I'm from Canada originally, and there's certainly things we say as Canucks that hopefully they translate in the Hiro platform and you know what we actually mean. So
we know what we're talking about.
That's right. That's right. Oh man, that's a good one. Well, Curious, maybe let's zoom out for a minute. What's on your mind more broadly when it comes to digital health? Is there, you know, I would imagine here you're here at HIMSS to meet with customers and potential customers and us. I know you flew here just to see us.
Only for you.
But curious, is there anything you're hoping to learn and see here at the event?
Yes, absolutely. With the shift with the generative AI and large language models, it's really interesting to see how healthcare systems are changing the way they're adopting this technology.
Yep.
So we had our focus group 2 weeks ago with 20 CIOs in the room, and 60% of them said that they already have AI committees established. So I'm trying to figure out now, are AI committees helping to make this an easier process? Is it the opposite? How can we as a trusted vendor in this space help them navigate and guide them through this process? So that's what I'm mostly here to learn.
Interesting. Well, my personal take is, having worked in a health system, committees never make it easier. I don't think you can innovate through committee, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. Curious, what would be, as we think about closing out here, what would be some messages you'd like to convey to, you know, digital health and healthcare leaders that are listening to this podcast? Is there anything that you would tell them either about Hiro or just, you know, general encouragement that you would have as a digital health leader in this space?
Yeah, I think relationships are everything, right? And coming into conferences for in-person time is super valuable. I think COVID kind of let us forget about this, but relationships are everything, and especially with healthcare and trust, right? Yes. So being in person, allowing for this open conversation and nurturing the advancement of technology together, I think that's a key for me.
I love that. This conference so far for me has been I've chatted with a lot of people online through the pandemic, but this is the first time I'm meeting them, including you. I know we've chatted a few times across a number of different opportunities. And so
you're way taller than I thought.
Yes, that's what everyone says. I'm 6'2" to my audience. So thank you, Michael, for being here. We really appreciate your time and all the wonderful work that Hiro is doing in the industry.
Thank you for having me and for this wonderful podcast.